Aurora rose, spreading her pitying light, and with it bringing back to sight the labors of sad mortality. What men have done and what has been done to them, and what they must do to mourn. King Tarkon and Father Aeneas together upon the curving shore caused there to be wooden funeral pyres constructed and to which the bodies of their dead were brought and placed there in accordance with the customs of their countries. The black pitch smoke of the burning of the bodies arose up high and darkened the sky above. Three times in shining armor, the grieving warriors circled the burning pyres, three times on horseback, ululating, weeping as they rode. You could see how teardrops glistened on their armor, the clamor of their sorrowing voices and the dolorous clang of trumpets rose together as they threw into the melancholy fires spoils that had been stripped from the Latins, helmets and decorated swords, bridles of horses, glowing chariot wheels, and with them also shields and weapons of their own familiar comrades, which had failed to keep them alive. Bodies of beasts were thrown into the fire, cattle, bristleback swine, brought from the surrounding fields to be sacrificed to the god of death. And all along the shore, the soldiers watched the burning of the bodies of their friends and could not be turned away until the dewy night changed all the sky and the stars came out. Over there, where the Latins were, things were as miserable as this. Innumerable scattered funeral pyres, many bodies hastily buried in hastily dug up earth, many others picked up where they fell when they were slain, carried back to the fields which they had plowed and tilled before the fighting, or back into the city where they came from. Others were indiscriminately burned, unnamed, and so without ceremony or honor. The light of the burning fires was everywhere. On the third day, when the light of day came back to show the hapless scene, they leveled out what was left of the pyres and separated what was left of the bones, now cold and among cold ashes, and covered over the ashes and the bones. Okay.